Weiter in Shas. We are in Bava Basra, Daf Chav Ches, picking up at the top of the page by a brand new Mishnah Mazdal for all those who finished the second parak. And let's begin now. Cheskes Abatim, one of the most famous prokim in Shas. Here we go. It's like the Heilige Mishnah we're talking about now, things known as chazakas. When a person goes and make a chazaka on thing, they create some sort of chazaka. There is an ownership that now that they have. Cheskes Abatim. This is going to go a little, not so quick, but I'm just going to read through these pretty quick, and then we'll explain. Cheskes habatim, va'aboros ha'sicha, va'aboros ha'shofchos, va'amechertzos, hu beis habadim, beis ha'shlochin, va'avodim, v'kol shu oseh peiros tadir, cheskos and shalosh shalom, yom le'yom. That is, when you want to do chazaka by houses, or boros sicha, va'aboros, you know, or pits, ditches, and vaults, shofchos are dovecotes, that are we're going to see connected to the ground, merchertzos are bathhouses, beis habadim is the a place where they have the olive presses. Ubeis ha-shlachin, these are irrigated fields. They have like a mayana there. The avadim are slaves, and anything which brings peros constantly, the chazaka is for 3 years. Rashi says over here, if you take a look at this nice, delicious Rashi, mitoch shamayan besocho, ubeis ha-shlachin, since you have a mayan that's inside of it, shamashkin osami min ha-todir, it's constantly watering it. Ose peros todir, there's always fruit that coming. If chod davar shose peros todir, anything is bringing peros all the time. Cheskasan gimel shanam yom liyom, there's 3 years from day to day. Im hechzik ba shalosh shanim, if you're machzik for 3 years, shlemos and ein sarich, Lahavi shtar mechir. You don't have to bring a shtar mechir that you bought it. Vim iru aleh, abaylim, arishonim, the first owners come and they say, hey, what are you doing? This is my field. Vze omer, machartali, you sold it to me. Va'ovit shtari, I lost the shtar, his custom or eloslo, his chazaka helps him. Vim lav, in chazkas or eloslo, but if not, if he's not there for 3 years, it's not going to help him. Lavisha, kisha armu, gimel shanim, the chazaka, when they said gimel shanim for a chazaka 3 years, when they said it's Gimel Shanim v'chazaka, Kolaroi Lotzeis v'minim Gimel Shanim v'chazaka, it's saying when things will come for 3 years. So, my friends, when you say all these different things, if a person lives in a place for 3 years or has these things for 3 years, then he can have this chazaka. It is his day to day. It's got to be a continuous 3 years from one day that you start going on for 3 years. Exactly. So it can't be part of something else for 3 full years. But says the Gemara, the Mishnah, stay beis habal, the Bach throws in beis habal, that's talking about a watered field. Rain, when it rains over there. Rashi says, "Amistapekes b'megis shamim ino seperos elapam achas b'shana." It only gets from the rain. It only makes these peros once a year. Cheskasu gimel shana ve'ena tzvicham yom yom. It's 3 years, but it doesn't need from day to day. We'll read more of that in a moment. Blineder stay abal b'chazaka shalosh shana ve'ena yom yom. It's not from day to day. So how much you need? Rishmal Omer shalosh chadashim barishona, 3 months in the first year. Shalosh b'achrona, 3 months in the last year. Ushneim asar chodesh b'amtzah, and 12 in the year. So it's going to be part of the first year, a full second year, and part of the third year is enough. Harei shmona asar chodesh comes out to 18 months. Wow. Work out that math. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Chodesh Bereshon, even 1 month in the first year of Chodesh Bereshon, 1 in the last year, Shnei Basar Chodesh Be'amtsa, Harei Abba, Sar Chodesh, comes out to be 14 months is all you need total. Now, let's continue that Rashi, in the middle of the Rashi of Sotheh Beis HaBaal, says, Umahi Chazakasa, what's the Chazaka? So Rabbi Shmuel says, it is, Shlosha Chadosh Machronim Shel Shana Rishonah. It's going to be 3 months at the end of the first year. But why? Shlosha Chadosh Rishonim Shel Shana Achrona Vemtsoy Shlema. So it's got to be 3, 12, 3. Sheyesh, why? Sheyesh Mamarim Lazura Lefner Shoshana, those who go and they grow quickly from before Rosh Hashanah. They gave us a Hechzik Ba, Sof Shana Rishona, Gimel Chadosh, and once you had a Chazaka for 3 months before Rosh Hashanah, right at the end of the year, Vishal Edim Shazara, and you have witnesses over there that say that you planted both in Gimel Chadosh. And V'chem Gimel Chadosh Mishonim Shalachrona Harizich Zu Cheskas Shalosh Shalom Tzufos Shein Lecha Adam Haroas Chaveru Shazoriya Sadeh Olecho Pri Asir Lashonah V'Shosek. You don't see people. No one would see somebody planting in their field, you know, for 3 months there and just stay quiet. Not just for those, but meaning for those full 18 months. No one's just going to sit back and let some guy go in the field and be involved with that, which comes up to about 3 years. Just be quiet. Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, we said only the 14 months. Okay, now, Omer Rabbi Shmuel, when he says it's going to be 18 months on this Beis HaBaal, Omer Rabbi Shmuel, Bamed V'Ramu, when is it said? Bestea Lava, and that's talking about A stay a love on. Rashi says Rabbi Kiva Omer first. Gemara my plea. What exactly my chalukah says? Bamed v'amur shetzach yud chayis chodesh l'sada b'sabal. B'sada a love on says Rashi. Shekol perusaya nilkaten beperik echad l'fikach sar gimoshanim. All of it is gathered in one chapter, literally, and therefore it needs 3 years.
Avabistelan, we're dealing with a tree field. Kanas is tvuaso. If he gathered his produce, a musak is zesav, or he picked his olives, for kinnis is kitzav, or he picked in the dried figs, or elu shalushan, then it's got to be 3 years. Says Rashi, avostea ilan, shapiruseon, ilkatan leprakim. You know, at different times, anavim perik echad, vizesim perik acher, udenim perik acher, all different things, and kanas is a tfuos, as yain shalgafanim, a musak is a zesav, kinnis is kitzav, rashi is teinim likit to the Taina figs that they go in the gad of Yavsham and they dried it out for also Gitzios, Vichnisum Labayas Hari Zu Chazaka Ki Ilu Hain Gimoshadim. Then it's a Chazaka like it was 3 years.
So what we just said is that we're qualifying this statement that Rabbi Shmuel mentioned that it's got to be when you have a base of Baal, it's got to be 18 months. He's saying that, well, if you're dealing with the type of field that has different types of fruit trees and they ripen at different times, so then in such a case, it's going to be, you don't have to wait taka that same amount of time, but it could be even less because we said that in these type of fields, even if it ends up being less than a year, because he gathered all this stuff, that itself can be, I'm sorry, less than 18 months, it could still be considered a chazaka. Now, here we go. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Shamati meholchei Usha. I heard from the people who traveled to Usha. What are we talking about over here? Says Rashi. Meholchei Usha. Said Golsa Sanhedrin le'usha. We know the Sanhedrin went through a number of different gullios, a number of different exiles. The first one was Usha. Kedemini Rosh Hashanah. Daf Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph and base. Eser Golios Golsa Sanhedrin Miyavne LeUsha MiUsha Chulu, and they continued on. They went all along. So when they were sent to Golis, the Lubliner strikes again, because here we are starting off Shivasa B'Tamuz with the Gemara, which is teaching us about the beginning of the destruction of Bayis Sheni, and that they moved over here. So the point is that they said Shahayu Omrim. Minayin the Chazaka Shalosh Shalom. Where do we know this concept that the Chazaka is 3 years? We learn it out Mishor Muad from the halacha of a Shor Muad. This takes us back to our Bava Kama days. That is that if this animal gores another one 3 times, Ma Shor Hamuad, just like a Shor Muad, Kevin Shigagach Shalosh Negichos. Once it goes and it gores 3 times, it leaves its status of considered a tam, which is, you know, a non-muad one. Hachanam here too, when we deal with the idea of chazaka, the same idea. Kevin de achlot las shenin, nafak le mirshus mocher, v'kaimen le mirshus okeach. Once it was of someone who's there who eats from it for 3 years, it's now left to the mirshus of the mocher, and now it's in the mirshus of the one who is the buyer. Frank the Gemara, we know that a short time, when it damages only pis chatzi nezik until it goes and it's considered a mur, pis nezik shalim. So if you want to play out this game over here, so let's continue the comparison. Ima Shor, this is a kasha though. Ima Shor Muad ad negicha revias lamechayev. We know that the Shor Muad, it's only going to be chayev once it gores a 4th time. Rashi says l'shalim elachatzin nezek afkan ad gemar shana revias loyve chazaka. It's got to actually happen a 4th time that it's going to actually now become that it's going to pay a full thing. So hachanami atzon revias lo kaimer b'shusa. Therefore, it's only going to be in the 4th year that it's going to be at the end of the 4th year that it's going to be in this guy's possession, and he gets to keep it. Rabbi rejects that. It says, "Hachi hashta, what are you trying to knock me out?" Hasa miki nagach shalosh negichos havimur. Over there, once it does 3 negichos, it's automatically considered a mur. Beep, turn the page. Chafchesam a base. Ve'idach kilo nagach mai l'shalim. The fourth goring, though, what is that? What is that coming to do? V'idach Rashi's klamer unegicha revias tabeina and hainu mishum dei lo nachah. Simply because if it didn't, then la'achas ochsak my lishayim, what would it pay? Right? So kilo nagach my lishayim, what would it pay? Lemaik say it is a mood. No, it just doesn't pay anything because nothing happened. So hachakivin la'achas loshani. So you're also in it once it eats 3 years. Kaibul b'shus say it's considered as rishus. That animal that's nagach 3 times is considered a mood right now. There's just no ramification of payment yet because that's the little 4th time for that payment to kick in. But the point is, it still is a considered mu'at. So here too, it is considered in this person's possession even after 3 years. Frankly, Gemara, hold on a second. In Lamiata, really, Rav Yochanan? But if you want to see this chazaka, that's what Rav Yochanan was trying to say here. It's him speaking up, right? We're coming against him. If you want to say this dinim chazaka, learned that from the shor mu'at, then we would say chazaka she'eni mataina tehave chazaka. A chazaka that if you have a 3-year chazaka that's not coming along with a claim, then we should say that's also going to be a chazaka. There is a idea that we're going to learn in the Mishnah of Mem Aleph that a chazaka that doesn't come with a claim is not considered a real chazaka. What does that mean? It doesn't come with a claim. It means that if I don't say that, hey, this is actually mine, you sold it to me. If I don't say something along those lines that you got as a gift or I bought it, so then it's not mine automatically. But if you're comparing it to the of a shor mu'ad, that happens immediately. And therefore, it should be a chazaka sheni mataina, who should be a chazaka. Why do you say not like that? So it's going to time of my, what's the reason that the chazaka works? De aminan dilma kidika amar. The only reason why the chazaka is working is because we say, oh, maybe it's true, like the person living there said. In other words, this chazaka is only as a support to the guy claiming that he got it through one of these things that is given as a gift, and he's coming, and this guy's coming to deny that. Hash te'iu lotayin anan liton le. If the guy himself is not saying that it really belongs to him at some level, so then you want to say that we're going to go claim it for him? What the Gemara is doing over here is it's knocking out this question, like the basis of the question that the 3-year chazaka is going to automatically say that the person owns it. No, the 3-year chazaka is, again, is being able to go and support this idea, this claim that he got it in some way, shape, or form. So the Gemara says, Maskif la Rav Avira, Elamiata, Mecha'a Shelo Bafarav, Lo Tehave Mecha'a, Domir Deshor Muad. Rashi explains that Mecha Shelo Bafarav Lo Tehave Mecha'a, Im Micha Ma'ar Er Besoch Shalosh Shalom. Let's say the one, someone comes and he's rocking up the boat later and he's saying within 3 years, Lefnei'im in front of Edom, he's like, no, this is my field. This guy's like forcing me out of my field. Shalo b'fnei machzik, it does it not in front of the machzik. Va'amar de'u sheploni machzik b'karko sheli b'gzela lo tav mecha. That shouldn't work as mecha. Dumi the shor muad, similar to a shor muad. And what is that? What does that mean? Says Rashi, shemi'idin shesharu nachan. We testify that this guy is a nachan. The animal is a gorer. V'shalosh ba'amim she'idu shalo b'fanov. If these 3 things that are testified not in front of him will not become mu'ad, afasras edus shel macha, even if you're associated with the macha, lo te'ave edus shel b'farav, de macha dunya de ha'da, the macha has to be similar to the edusi, shehi asra l'shmor shoro va'af, he's warning him to guard his shore, va'af ha'macha asra hi li'zar b'ri'iyaz z'chuso v'shtar mechiraso, says the Gemara, dunya de shor mu'ad. It has to be that this edus about his actions has been in front of the owner. So here too, it's got to be in front of this guy as well, right? Someone's coming to be ma'ar and protest against the guy who's there. It's got to be done in front of him also. Seemingly, we know that that's not true, though. So what we're saying is, the Gemara is saying, just like the case of the Mu'ad, the Edom have to go ahead and be in the presence of this person when it's happening. So when they're saying their case, also we should say that the word is being Moche against someone living there, he did it in front of the person who's living over there. So we say not like that. And for the Gemara, no. Hasam v'huad b'ba'alav ksiv. Over there by the border, it says straight up, its owner was warned through testimony, which is saying he has to be over there. And that's a particular thing over there. Hacha chavra chavra chisle. Here, when it comes to chazakah, a friend is a friend. V'chavra chavra chavra chisle. And the friend of the friend has not a friend. So eventually he's going to hear about it, even when it's not something which is done right in front of him. Frek the Gemara, Ula Rabbi Meir da Amar Rechek in the Gichos of Chayev. Now, the case of a ox that goes and spreads out its gorings, it does it over 3 days or a bunch of days, one at a time. They're going to be chayev to go and pay for anything after that. Kiv the Gichos of Lo Kol Shekein, he says that if the Gichos of even more, then certainly that is, let's say it does 3 in 1 day, it's also going to be. So then we should say also, achlat lasa per b'chad yoma, if this guy who moved on here, or used the property, and he harvested 3 separate crops in 1 day, kegon te'ena, like let's say the case of a fig, then lehavi chazaka, you want to say it's going to be chazaka? Now what does that mean? That means to say, well, we know that there's a machlokas, in Bava Kama that we saw Dav Chav Gilmo, Rashi points out, Lurbi Meir Damer, Klomer Lurbi Meir Damer Bava Kama, that Ika Lememar, skept, Ezu Muad, what's a Muad? Kol Sheyidu Bo Shloshe Yamim, Ika Lememar Hacha Gimel Shanim, Dumi the Gimel Yamim. Ella the Rebbe Meir, that's according to Rebbe Yehuda, right? That's got to be 3 consecutive days. If we could say 3 consecutive years. Ella Remeir, the Amar Hasam, he says over there, if it's on 1 day, have a muad mikavachomer, hachanami achot los peri bechad yoma kegon teena sheinim is bashelis. Everything that's not yet ripe, yachad v'yesh sheinim is bashelis shachris. The era of Hiruin is not ready in the night morning, but is ready at night. Hachanami davi chazak is tuzim chazake or mashani dumi the shor muad. Right, so we say the Rebbe Meir, the Amar Richik Nigus of Chayov, Kevdichus of Lokol Shegain, then Achot Losapere Bechad Yoma, Kegon Teena, then Lehavi Chazaka, that's going to be a Chazaka? Everything more? No, Dumi the Shor HaMuad. It's got to be compared to a Shor HaMuad. Ma Shor HaMuad Be'idna De Isli HaNagicha, the time that this goring exists, less Alani Yicha, the other one doesn't exist. HaChanami, too, when it comes to Chazaka, Be'idna. At the time that this crop exists, this other crop doesn't yet exist. So, Frank the Gemara, okay, so what about Achot Lase Pere? What happens if a person had, usually he harvested 3 crops, could go in Slaf, like by itself, by the caper berry, the caper bush, have a chazaka, that's going to be a chazaka? Says Rashi, we know that that Slaf is going to be pre-shalom nikar bo ayom, v'nigmar l'sof gimel shalom. You don't recognize gimel yom. You don't notice it on each day. So you're going to say, taka, it didn't exist. And now just 3 days enough? Says, no, hasam pira mia ise. The pre does exist. You want to say it's like very small or something, but it still exists on the third day. U'migmar hu de kagamer v'azil. But it's continuing to grow. It's still growing. So it's considered like it's only 1 harvest and not 3 harvests. So, okay, what about Achla Tlas Apir, Betlas and Yome? If he used this property by harvesting 3 crops in 30 days, could go to Aspasta, like Aspasta. This we've saw not long ago. It's a type of plant that's used for animals, right? And it completely grows in 30 days, and then it can be cut 3 times. After the third cut, the field is plowed, and the new crop is then growing over there. They have a chazaka. You want to say this is a chazaka because it's possible to plant 1 espasta crop, harvest it, and repeat the process a second and third time over 30 days. And the 3 harvests should then establish a chazaka in a single month. Everything about hechidami, how is it possible to do 3 times in 30 days? The kadiach va'achla, only if it sprouts forth a little and then he uses it. Right, he harvests it to feed his animals. The kadiach va'achla, and then again, it sprouts forth a little, and then he eats it. Hasa mishpatu de koshamit va'achla. In that case, he's just grabbing and using, which doesn't consider, that's not considered a chazaka. Rashi says, ve'inzu achilas kol ha'pri. It's not considered an eating of all of the pri. Well, frankly, Gemara now, but achla tlasa peri betlasa yarchi. If the guy was living on that field, he uses the property, harvesting 3 crops in 3 months, can go to Aspasta, like the case of three fully grown crops of pasta, lehev chazaka, you want to say that that's a chazaka. And if the one who's living there could go out and plant a new crop after harvesting a fully grown crop at the end of the month, and that should work as a chazaka because each one is distinct as its own shtickle, and three full usages of the field happened, and therefore it shouldn't be necessary to use a property for the full 3 years to go and make it chazaka, right? Fascinating. Says Rashi that you uprooted at the end of your month, and then you went and you created, you made another one. You said it's a chazaka. Gemara says, in a chinami, maybe. Man Hoche Usha, who are those that went to Usha that we brought in the very beginning, learning at the Chazaka from the Sharmuot? Rabbi Yishmael. This is Rabbi Yishmael. Rashi says, fascinatingly, he says, Lo Perishli Mehechan. We didn't explain where we know it from. Elahachi Gemir, it's a tradition. Shu Haya Bo Sazman, he's during that time. Rabbi Yishmael, Hachinami, Kod Rabbi Yishmael, Takat Shua Chazaka can work in less than 3 years. The Tanaim, we learned Tanaim Mishnah, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Dvar Mamur, Rabbi Stei Alevin. Abba Stei Ilan, Karnas Tzvosa, Masaka Zesav, Vikarnas Tzvosa, Hari Elu Shalosh Shanim, this is considered like 3 years. Rabbi Yishmael is learning out this laws of Chazaka from that of a Shor Muad, doesn't make you necessarily have 3 years, but three usages of the property. And so too, you would be masking that the Chazaka of a Spasta field can work over 3 months. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.